Phoneboy Speaks, episode 113, An Independent Living.
My thought process at the moment is around how content creators that are independent are going to make a living. And I just got done listening to a podcast about one such person by the name of John Mitchell, who used to work at Read Write, which was one of the big tech blogs, and he decided to strike out on his own. He described what he was going to do, and certain projects were going to get kickstarted. And it's but I'm puzzled, though, because, I mean, I guess you don't really have to make any money doing it, but if you are, how are you going to do it? Because you have to have, not everybody can charge for their stuff, right? I mean, you're not, you know, most people aren't that good to be able to actually sell their content and make money. And, you know, also you have to have a lot of readers to sell ads. And so if you're neither of those things, how do you make money doing it? Or can you make money doing it? I mean, I guess, you know, my thought process with everything that I've done over the last, nearly 20 years now is just do it. And if there's money to be made, that's great. And if not, I still enjoy doing it. So it's a nice side thing to do, but I'm generating content, and yeah, it's not really making money. And say the cost of actually doing it, though, is pretty nominal, other than my time. But I would be doing something else creative anyway, so why not just actually do it? And I guess, but I'm still trying to figure out where the business model is for, or is there a business model for people that are generating content independently? I guess if you cover it a particularly interesting way, if you have a novel niche that nobody else has, although given the billions of people on the internet, surely somebody is covering some particular niche, and then there's the whole issue of discoverability. I mean, there's things I don't think to Google necessarily because, well, nobody would do about that. Although I've done that in times and went, well, that's interesting. I didn't realize that. And then of course there's the value, right? What's the value of something that you find on a particular topic? And I don't think that's really clear. So I'm trying to struggle with this concept of how a independent content creator could actually make a living on the internet. I don't quite get it. I don't even know if it's possible, but anyway, I think it's something to, you know, if you guys have an answer to that question, I'd love to hear what you have to say. Of course, I'm not sure that the people that actually could answer this question or would be listening to this podcast, but I don't know. If you have any, like, crazy ideas, I'd love to hear them. And, you know, you can just contact me and share, or, you know, or podcast me or something. I don't know. Just let me know somehow.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.